And hello everyone, welcome to another Conscious Combos part two, talking about Hollywood. We're going to talk about just the things we've been programmed as a media, going to use Out of Shadows and Into the Light as the context for, you know, these types of factoids about Hollywood and I guess my own sort of take on it, where we're going with it. Some are going to call it conspiracy, that's fine, but in reality I'm just being the messenger, and being the messenger sometimes takes courage and it takes opportunity, and we're in the opportunity right now to talk about what's real and what's not real. But first, feedery.org, sign up as an ambassador so you can get high profile status as an influencer on our app, so you can get paid to review restaurants. Link is in our Instagram bio and our link tree, and in our website as well. So fill out your form, literally takes a minute to do, and we'll get you set up right away on our platform. So that being said, and Liquid IV promo code SCOOP. I still got that going on. Yeah, let's get after it. And welcome everyone to another episode of Conscious Convos, talking about Hollywood, part two. Part one was interesting. I appreciated the feedback, mostly good. Telling the truth is not an easy thing to do, or just having a different opinion is not an easy thing to do. Because when you have a differing opinion, people will not even just disagree with you, but people will start to show their true colors of how they view you as a person. Like, they'll call you crazy, they'll call you insane, they'll call you names, they'll, you know, ostracize you from your friend group, from family, you know, events and things of that nature. So I appreciate those that have stuck with me, and I appreciate my family that's stuck with me, because I know the things that I say in a public way using the internet is not easy as a family member, I think, to look at. But, you know, I appreciate the acceptance of this, because it shatters your own ego. And that's the thing I learned about fasting, you know, the past few days, is your ego has to shatter in order to raise your ceiling of consciousness. And in order to do that, you have to starve yourself of food. I wouldn't say water, dopamine hits, social media. You have to starve yourself. And it's very interesting, because we're at this focal point in life right now where we have the ability to choose where we want to go, who we want to be with, what we want to view, you know. And part of that is the beauty of, you know, the internet and social media. Now, granted, there are definitely bad actors in the space, for sure, but mainstream media wants you to believe that you are in danger with social media. And that is not because of safety concerns. The government's always going to try to tell you this. The mainstream media is always going to try to tell you this, that your data is getting sold, which it is. It is. But everyone's selling your data. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And one thing I can't stand from older generations, mostly Gen X and boomers, is social media is the devil to these people. And they hate social media, but then they use social media. If you hate it so much, delete your accounts. It's not that hard. If you want to, delete your Facebook if you hate it so much. If you hate Instagram, delete it. If you hate Snapchat, delete it. Twitter, delete it. TikTok, delete it. It's not hard, guys. You have the ability to choose what you want to look at. And if you choose garbage, you're going to be garbage. And I say that in the most loving way, because I have family members who talk shit on social media, but then again, do they have social media? Yes, they do. It's a little hypocritical. And is it worse than Fox News? Is it worse than CNN? Is it worse than NBC, ABC, CBS? Those motherfuckers lie on a daily basis. And it started from Hollywood. The media networks all came from Hollywood, and they all teamed up with the government. Because you know all these networks have three letters. NBC, FOX, CNN, ABC, CBS. You know what else has three letters in an organization? CIA, FBI, NSA, FDA, CDC, WHO. I know that's not central, but all these organizations have three letters, just like a news network. I find that very interesting, don't you? Well, that's because it was all created in Hollywood. Now, to start, let's get into the word Hollywood. So those of you that don't know what etymology is the study of words down to like the root. So Hollywood, what do you think of? Well, you think of the film studios and stuff, yes. But what does the word Hollywood come from? Obviously, you know wood is from a tree. Wood is a substance, or I guess in maybe an element of a tree and an element of, you know, like this table is made of wood. What about Holly? What is Holly? You've heard of the song Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, right? One of the most favorite decorations for Christmas is a holly tree and holly berries. But do you know the background of Holly? The holly tree, the holly berry, it's promoted as a protectant against evil spirits and witchcraft. Oh, so Hollywood is based off of the berries that protect you from witchcraft, or the tree that protects you from witchcraft. Yes and no. Holly was also a berry used by wizards and witches to cast spells onto people, and they would mash the berries into a liquid and drink out of said liquid. They won't tell you this in history because they don't want you to know this, but the berries would hallucinate or create a psychedelic effect, I guess, for people to cast spells onto other people. And in the Greek times and like in the past times, they would utilize these holly berries to entertain people. And create like a mass like hypnosis on people. And actually Hollywood, the wood of a holly tree was actually used to make wands. And that is another thing that they don't tell you in history. But the wood of the holly tree was used to make wands to cast spells. For those of you that watch Harry Potter, you know that wands are made of wood, different types of wood. Shout out to my brother, big Harry Potter fan. So, Hollywood is based off of this tree, right? Casting spells, witchcraft. No harm, no foul, right? Well, it goes even deeper. Look at the word entertainment. Entertainment is to provide someone with amusement or enjoyment. So, a tremendous game that thoroughly entertained the crowd. So you're looking for amusement or enjoyment. Nothing wrong with that. Another definition is to give attention or consideration to an idea, suggestion, or feeling. Excuse me. So that is what entertain means on a dictionary level. So that's what Hollywood is known for. It's to entertain you. It's to give you amusement. It's to give you enjoyment, right? Let's go into television. TV, right? That's what you watch all your movies and all your shows on. You watch it on a TV. You watch it on a television. Let's break down the word into three different parts, right? Because that's what you do. You break the word up into syllables and, you know, how many syllables is it? You clap, you know, and entertain is three syllables. Television is actually four. So let me look up, let me see if I can find etymology. So, when you look at television, it doesn't really tell you the root word or the etymology of the word. It basically just tells you seeing from a distance, which is true. But tell a vision, broken up into three parts, actually four parts, is Hollywood is trying to tell you a vision. And that's how they use the TV. They use a television to tell you a vision of what the world is going to do, what the elites are going to do, what actors and actresses are doing to become famous, what show writers are doing subliminally, what agendas they're pushing. That's all in a vision. Because when you have a vision, you see the future, you predict the future, you see the past, you see the present, you see the future. That's the vision. The vision is more futuristic, though, if you think about it, because whenever you have visions in your dreams, right, your visions can sometimes tell you the future. That's what they call, I believe, deja vu, if I am correct. And like I said, this may be crazy to you, but just break down the words. Channels. When you're flipping through the remote, you see channels. Channels of what? Entertainment on the television. And what are they trying to do with those channels? They're trying to program you. Because that's what it's called, programming, right? When they announce, and we're interrupting this programming for blah, blah, blah. Or thank you for watching this programming. You know, look out for the word program whenever you're watching something, because they will tell you it. It won't happen all the time, but there's a lot of times you'll catch the word program when you're watching TV. And that's why I don't really watch TV anymore. I do consume a decent amount of social media, but I read a lot of books. And I write a lot because that's what keeps me sane. Because if I watched a lot of TV, I would get nowhere in life and I would just be stuck in this Hollywood entrapment. So remember, Hollywood is casting spells, telling you a vision with the boxes, with the TVs, using channels as methods of programming for your brain. It's all connected, guys. It's interlinked. You just got to look deeper into it. That's the problem. A lot of people don't look into it because you're focused on survival, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not saying it's wrong. Like, survival is key. Don't get me wrong. But in order to get to where you want to get to, you have to see the writing on the wall. And that being said, programming is created by Hollywood, but who owns Hollywood? TV corporations. And these TV corporations are all ran by, Disney and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Disney actually runs, yes, a lot of it. But if you, like, go into the pockets and Out of Shadows really hits home on this one, a lot of these media conglomerates are owned by, like, one giant conglomerate, like the Bilderberg Group or BlackRock or Vanguard. I mean, everyone's got stake in these companies, but like the companies are owned by a very small group of people, like 20 people, maybe. Like, it's very small. Like, you think, oh, but the CEO, yeah, fuck the CEO. The CEO is just a face. I mean, do they do a lot? Sure. They get deals done, blah, 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 fine. But the problem is, those people are owned by an even bigger source and a bigger shareholder and a bigger group of people. Like, the banking cartels own the media. That's why they tell you about investing and how dangerous it is and you shouldn't invest on your own and like all these things, or you should put your money in like certain spots that they also own, and then you should buy this food that they own, and then you should like buy these drugs that they own, buy this, do that, get in this debt, do that debt. You know, it's crazy, because like once you understand who owns everything at the top, it doesn't fucking matter who owns at the lower levels or who works at the lower levels. That shit doesn't matter. That's why when America was founded, everyone was a business owner. And when the British tried to come in and tax everything, everyone, you know, rioted, because there were no corporations. Corporations didn't come in until like the late 1800s, probably early 1900s. There were no corporations until the banking cartels came into play. But let's move back. Media. Media is owned by like 20 people, right? So you think, well, I got Disney, which is Fox, which is ESPN, which is ABC, which is, you know, wrong. It's like Disney is also owned by another group. Like it's bigger than that. And the things that Disney has done to kids, to adults, to I don't want to get in trouble here. Let's see. What Disney has done to the hive mind is very dangerous. And even talking about it is very dangerous. And the problem with Disney is they put a lot of subliminal messaging into their movies, into their shows, into their music. It's a lot of stuff. And Disney is a whole nother rabbit hole. But then Disney owns Fox, which is interesting. Because how does a liberal holding company, because Disney's, you know, going woke and liberal, right? How do they own Fox News when Fox is super conservative? Doesn't that raise a red flag to you? It sure as hell raises one for me. I don't buy it. How do you own liberal media and then conservative media at the same time and expect it to be real? Yet you consume this shit every fucking day. And you believe it. That's the problem with you guys. You actually believe half this shit going on. Like the war in Ukraine. Now, the Gaza stuff is real. The Gaza stuff is legitimate, I mean, with Israel. I don't think they're reporting on it accurately, because they want a lot of opinions to happen from this. So there's a lot of division going on through the media, and that's like another agenda that, you know, the CIA has in mind, because that's who owns mainstream media. I mean, CIA has come out with documents stating they want to use the media. This was in like the 1970s, that they wanted to use media to mind control people and create a psyop. And what's a psyop? Psychological operation. What's a psychological operation? Psychological operation is literally hacking the mindset of people and being able to control what they see, what they hear, what they think, what they feel, what they do. That's literally what it is. Like, I'm not bullshitting you. That is what a psychological operation is. Also, do you want to know where the word conspiracy theory comes from, or conspiracy theorist? That came from the CIA. They coined the term that they used against people that talk about legitimate things. And that's wild to me, because why else would we do that shit? Like, why else would we come up with conspiracies, quote unquote? I know some people lie. Some people say crazy shit, for sure. But that doesn't make them wrong. Like, some people have actually been right. Like, Alex Jones has been right on a lot of things. Has he said a lot of wacky stuff? Yeah, absolutely. That's because he can't say anything outright. He can't, like, tell you to your face. And could he be a plant? Industry plant? Absolutely. Is he paid opposition? He might be. That's the thing about these people, is like, you don't even know what's real and what's not, because they have both sides playing against you to make you overthink, to make you lose your individuality. So, CIA comes up with conspiracy theorist, and then wants to use Hollywood to program people, psychologically operate on people. Do you know who wrote James Bond? All the movies. Well, Ian Fleming is the author, but CIA is the one that backed it. And with the backing of it, they were trying to make their spy game, because they make it look like a game. They try to make it look cool, they try to make it look flashy, and they try to make it like some sort of recruiting for the CIA at first. But now, they're trying to tell you what they're going to do next in the Bond films. Do you notice the recent Bond film that they like finished with? The villain in the James Bond movie, he used viruses as weapons to target and kill people. Does that sound familiar to you? Because it kind of does, which is crazy. Biowarfare is a very real thing, and it is a very, very dangerous game that a lot of people are trying to play at this moment. A lot of movies around cybersecurity, biowarfare, technology, artificial intelligence, those movies are not, they are fiction, but how fiction are they? Like, those things are very real. I mean, the CIA learned how to astral project in the 1980s. They just came out with the documents like 20, 30 years later. Imagine the knowledge that the CIA holds now. And they get to work with Hollywood to make it feel like you're crazy. To think that you're insane for believing in what you believe in. And to be honest with you, I think it's one of the craziest things we are under right now. And, you know, I just hope that the people that watch this understand that this is not a game, this is real life. So, celebrities. Celebrities. This is heavy shit. Your favorite celebrity, your actor, actress, musician, athlete, they're all bought and paid for by the same people. Like, Taylor Swift, bought and paid for. Drake, bought and paid for. Matt McConaughey, bought and paid for. John Cena, bought and paid for. The Rock, bought and paid for. And a lot of those people had to do things to get to where they are now. Cat Williams has gone on podcasts and talked about wearing a dress as a man. Why? Because they're trying to push agendas around men wearing dresses and feminizing men. Which, here's the thing. Whatever sexuality you identify as, I don't judge you. I don't. You have the freedom of choice to be who you want to be. You have the freedom of choice to act accordingly. Just don't harm children and don't force others to believe what you believe in. Those are my only two rules. Now they are harming children with this, with the transgenderism. I don't hate transgenders. I'm going to make that very clear. I don't disagree with transgenderism. I disagree with forcing a child to change their body parts at a very young age because they don't know what they want. That's fucked up. And I'm going to say that's fucked up because it is. Mutilating a child is very wrong. I don't fuck with that. Especially a child under the age of 18. Hell, even 21. Like, if you can't drink legally, you shouldn't be able to change your genitals. But, anywho, that agenda was pushed, whether you agree with it or not, that agenda was pushed by the CIA and elites. Because they want you to just accept men becoming women, transitioning to women. And you can see it in a lot of movies. John Cena did it. The Rock did it. Matthew McConaughey did it. Martin Lawrence did it. Like, The Rock did it in The Tooth Fairy. I can't remember the movie Matthew McConaughey did it. John Cena did it in Ricky Stenicki. Oh, shit. I lost my train of thought. Oh, Martin Lawrence did it in Big Mama's House. Tom Holland did it on... What talk show was that? Oh, I can't remember the talk show. He was doing that singing competition. That's where Tom Holland did it. Kevin Hart did it on SNL. Who else has done it on it? There's been a couple of people that have done it on SNL. Anyway, just look up men that have worn dresses in Hollywood. And I'm sure you can get a compilation on YouTube of all the men that have worn dresses. Men that wear dresses compromise their expression or freedom to become more famous, more successful, and get paid more money. It's called a humiliation ritual. And humiliation rituals are to create this power dynamic between you and the elites. It's for the elites to let you know you are not in control of your body. I can parade you and dress you up however I want to do it. And that's the world we live in, guys. That's the media cartel. So, if you think these men are dressing in dresses just for shits and giggles because they want to, it's not true. They're doing it because they have sold themselves. It's a very real thing. And you guys should look into it. Epstein, the client list, the Nickelodeon doc, the Epstein doc, a lot of the Diddy situation, a lot of these people are going to come out, the truth is going to be told, and you're going to be put in a tough situation to believe it or not. And here's the thing. I've done my research. I've watched my documentaries. I've read the books, the classified, declassified docs. And I've seen everything I need to see to dissociate from Hollywood and to never be involved with Hollywood. Because in the end, I don't need to sell my soul for money, fame, happiness. I don't need to do that. And it's because I don't need to. I don't know. I fear nothing at this point. I'd rather be my most authentic self, my most genuine self. I'd rather be the guy that everyone saw as 100% true to himself than selling out for money and fame. Because what's money and fame going to get me? It's going to get me nowhere. I mean, it'll create a great 3D life, but my 5D life will be shattered. My soul. That's the thing. My soul cannot be compromised. No matter how hard they can try to compromise me, I will never compromise myself. So, let's be real about this whole situation. And now, Hollywood is now deep into streaming culture, social media culture. I mean, the D'Amelios are deep in it. Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Kai Cenat, iShow Speed. They're all industry plants. And when an industry plant is someone who is being put by the industry in place to distract you. And there are genuine celebrities. There are genuine streamers. There are genuine musicians. They're not big, though. Not to the level that you see Taylor Swift at, Drake. Not to the level that you see, I'm trying to think, maybe like a Chris Pine actor, or I'm trying to think of a woman actor. I mean, Cameron Diaz was pretty big. I mean, J-Lo was a Diddy girlfriend, so she definitely is compromised to some degree. LeBron James is probably compromised to some degree. Michael Jordan probably compromised to some degree. Kevin Hart compromised. I mean, Joe Rogan could be compromised as an opposition, paid opposition. I mean, the higher you go, the more questions you ask. And I'm not saying there's not any genuine multimillionaires or multibillionaires, because I'm sure there are. I'm sure there have been hardworking people that created success along the way. But let's be real, guys. Nobody gets there overnight with hard work. I mean, take a look at, you know, Ice Spice. Take a look at Sexy Red. I mean, there's a lot of people that are overnight celebrities. And I mean, they've worked hard to get to where they got to, maybe to begin with, but for Sexy Red to come out of nowhere makes you raise a question. She's also gone live on, I think it was Instagram, and said she sold her soul, which is crazy that she went on live to do that. but yeah, Cardi B probably sold. The thing about Miley Cyrus is I think she was abused by Disney. I think Zac Efron was abused by Disney. A lot of those Disney kids, I just... The Zach and Cody twins, interesting enough. Cole Sprouse, he was in a dress in Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Dylan Sprouse, I don't think ever was. But it's interesting, Dylan Sprouse, I never saw him in anything after that. Cole Sprouse, I saw in a lot more TV shows and movies, which I find very interesting. So you just got to connect those dots, guys. And I'm just trying to tell you what to look out for on your television, on your YouTube account. Like, just make sure you're consuming the right people. And I think, you know, once decentralization maybe happens in terms of like cryptocurrency and platforms made on, you know, different technologies, I think that will be the future of decentralization, where everyone is going to be able to monetize themselves and represent themselves. But only if we stop consuming this Hollywood and this mainstream music industry and mainstream art. I mean, art is, you know, a passion of mine, and you know, we keep buying from dead artists. What about the live ones? Why don't we help those people out? Those people deserve our money. Those people deserve our attention, our energy. But you're so focused on these fucking people just because of their name. But they probably had to do fucked up shit to get to where they were. I mean fucked up shit, I mean like hurting kids. And that's the fucked up shit that I will not tolerate anymore. And it's hard to even do business with anyone that works at that type of organization, because I know what they do. I know what those people do. I know what their weekends are like. Same with politicians. Donald Trump is not your hero. I'm telling you that right now. Joe Biden is not your hero. Gavin Newsom is not your hero. Bernie Sanders is a pedo. So he is not your hero. He actually rapes children. That is coming out. That video is real. They're going to tell you it's not real, but it is real. Who else? Tucker Carlson is not your hero. Ben Shapiro is not your hero. Candace Owens is not your hero. Nobody's your hero. You can only save yourself at this point. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to give you reality, because we are in the end game. The end game is near. And the end game is Matrix versus non-Matrix. And the one that's going to lead that is Elon Musk. Whatever he does, stop viewing him as a hero, because he's not a hero. He is not a genius. What he has behind the scenes is very sinister. Same with Kanye. I know everyone loves Kanye in turn. Well, you either hate him or you love him. Kanye made an album about Jesus, but now he wants to make a porn studio. Tell me something. How do you go from making a Jesus album to making a porn studio? That ain't right. So that's not your hero either. nobody's your savior. The only person that you can that can save you is yourself. The only entity that can save you is God. So get in touch with God. For music, the reason Taylor Swift's good, Drake's good, Trav, all those people, Sam Smith, is because they have frequencies in the music that control your vibe, your vibration. So in the music industry, and I'll probably go into a deeper rabbit hole with someone else, but the music industry doesn't want you to know about frequencies. So the different hertz, HZ, in each frequency controls your DNA, your thoughts, your feelings. Like 432 hertz is for healing. That is the universal healing frequency. What is the love frequency in hertz? Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get my Wi-Fi back. Eight-five-two is the love frequency. And the 808 is a frequency range used in music production and sound engineering. It's a low-end frequency range that is used to create a deep and powerful sound. It is often used in hip-hop, trap music, EDM. It was used by Roland TR-808 drum machine at first. But the thing is, it fucks with your vibration. It lowers your vibration. So, stop listening to that toxic shit, because they all do it. All these music producers do the same thing. So, make sure you avoid that. And make sure you avoid Lil Uzi and anyone that does any satanic ritualistic shit. Because those people are a danger to society. Start listening to your friends like that make music. Start listening to your family, maybe. Like, people that make good music that is healing music. I'm going to start making music. I'm going to start using the 432, the 852. I'm going to use the frequencies of love and healing and, like, all these things. All the enlightenment. So, you need to start listening to that. You need to start healing your DNA. You need to start healing your mind, your body, and your soul. And it's just what we're here for, guys. We're here to change the world. So let's do that. All right. That was part two. I'll probably go into a deeper dive on the music industry by itself with someone. I'm trying to get a good guest on for that. And I'm also trying to get a good guest on for Hollywood. Someone in maybe that industry from a movie perspective. So I'm trying my best to get that situated. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. I know this was about 45 minutes, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate your energy, and I'm really excited just to keep telling the truth to you guys, because you deserve it. You deserve to know the truth. You deserve to not be lied to, and you deserve to, you know, be set free, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to set you free. I am the angel, the prophet, and the person that is here to liberate every soul I can before any sort of entity takes over your mind, your soul, your body. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll see you soon. Peace.